Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1201. In the writing, it's shir number 354. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Makom, and in Shinoi Makom, we're talking about Holchei Drachim. Okay, so I just want to go through an example in reference to what we spoke about last year. We went through ins and outs. We gave a quick example, but I think it's important that we bring it down the mice. It's something which comes up all the time, especially in the warmer weather. Somebody's traveling, somebody's driving a long trip, right, and so on, and you want to stop off. And the question was, what we spoke about is that I make my original shahakol, right? I might be drinking my coffee, I might be drinking my water, bottle of water, whatever, and, you know, like an hour and a three-hour trip, just to give an example, an hour and a half into the trip, I want to stop off in a store and buy something else that is a shahakol. Does that my original shahakol cover, does it not? So we said the bottom line was that when they start, let's say, for example, you're going to stop off, and it depended basically if one had it in mind or not. In other words, we stated that if one had in mind originally to buy that item on the way, right? I make my shahakal on my cup of coffee, let's say, and I have the mind to buy a soda, right? There's a certain store that I always stop off and I have, or a different store, whatever, and I have a mind to buy a soda, or I have a mind to buy chocolates, whatever the case might be, something else that is a shahakal. If it's a bag of potato chips, I have a mind huadam. It could even be mezonos in this case, because of the fact it has to do with Mesiach Das. In other words, did I have it in mind or not? So I make a mezonos on pretzels, having in mind, and I also have in mind some certain cookies that I'll be buying in a certain bakery on the way, something along those lines, right? That's the point over here. So once you had it in mind, we said it would be fine. Also, we said that if it's a place that you always stop off and get a certain food, then it would also be good. In other words, I always stop off at this store an hour and a half into my trip, right? When I go on this long trip, and I always buy a soda. I always stop off at this store and I always buy a bag of potato chips. Like, this is what I always do. So that would also be considered as though one had automatic kavana. And no new bracha will be needed when they buy. But we said that, if you did not have it in mind, that's all I had in mind was this coffee. All I had in mind was the soda when I started drinking, when I started the trip. So I'm going, I stop off in the store and, I don't know. I didn't know if I would buy something else, not buy something else. Then you would need a new bracha. So just to give a quick example to bring it out, lemaisa, one is traveling, right? Bottom line is, one is traveling, I go on my trip, it's a 3-hour trip, whoever I'm going, upstate or whatever, and they make a shahakal. Now I have my coffee, I have my cup of coffee, I go into the car, right, I make my shahakal. So in general, even if I didn't have it in mind as far as that I want to continue drinking this coffee, we just want to chazer over the holchei drachim halachas also in this example. Now, even if I did not have it in mind, but the fact that I'm in a car, I don't remember who it was. I saw Beshem. I think it was Rav Eliyashiv Zeicher Tzadik Livracha, that he mentions that one of the Sforim wrote him down that it's automatically, once you're in the car and you know you're going to be traveling, you don't have to have a mind, bedafka, you know, that I'll be traveling, whatever. It's an automatic, quote-unquote, hulchei drachim type of a bracha, whereby this bracha continues on. So now I'm making my shahakal on my coffee. It's a big coffee. It'll be lasting for quite some time, right? And then I stop off along the way now to buy a soda in the store, right? An hour in my trip, I stop off by a certain store and I buy a soda. So if as far as the original coffee, that bracha continues automatically, continues on, right? As long as I want to continue drinking. But now, as far as the new soda that I'm going to buy in the store, if the person had it in mind when they made the original bracha, the original shahakal on the coffee, right, that they're going to stop off at a certain store and they're going to buy this soda, then they had that also in mind when I made my shahakal. So then it would be good. So then that shahakal would be good and no new bracha would be needed on the soda. Or again, like we said, I made a shahakal on my coffee and this store that I always stop off on this trip that I go on, or my travels, I always stop off by a certain store and pick up a soda over there. So then also that would be as though I had it automatically in mind. But the bottom line was, if I did not have anything in mind and I just made a shahakal on the coffee, so the continuation of the shahakal on the coffee does continue, even though, like we said, I might stop off a restroom, gas, this and that, whatever the case is, that's continuation. But if you buy something new that's a shahakal, that would not be covered, then you would need a new shahakal. Because when I made my original shahakal on this cup of coffee that I'm going to be drinking for a while, it's a big cup of coffee, right? I didn't have anything else in mind. It could be I'll stop off, could be I won't stop off, I don't know what I'll do. And it's not something that I always do. So therefore, a new bracha would be needed. So the same example could be applied, like we said, to mazonos, cookies, danishes, whatever the cases might be. The only exemption is bread. The Sefer Hilchas Brachas brings down on page Tav Yud Gimel when he talks about all this, which we spoke about last year and this year, and the example that bread is different because it's a whole questionable sugya in halach. If somebody started eating a meal and then they were brought something from outside, we're not going to get, it's a little bit of a complicated thing. So we'll leave that on the side for now. So that if somebody washed on bread, that is already more of a complicated situation. So we're not going to get into that. He mentioned that also, that bread is, tzarechin, as they say, right now it's questionable. But even by mizonos it would apply, and all the other brachas, like we said, shahakal or eitz, adama, whatever it might be, because of the fact that by mizonos it would apply also. By bread, it's a different thing. It's a totally in the meal itself, how that works. But over here, by the mizonos part of it, it's a question of being mesiach das, right? Did I have it in mind? Not have it in mind. So that's a totally different issue. Whereby, if somebody washes for bread, in general, somebody, let's say you're sitting at home, you wash for bread in general, it's all encompassing, unless it's desserts or candies or whatever, but the regular mainstay meal, chicken, potatoes, whatever, these type of things, soup, right, it's all part of the main meal. If you decide to eat that, decide to eat this, you don't have to bedafka have everything in mind. When you're dealing with the mazonos, you know, even though you might not have a question of holchei drachim, but you do have to have in mind other things that you're going to be eating, unless you had a klolia stick in mazonos, basically. But the point of having in mind does, it's not, you're not eating a meal, right? If I sit down to make a mazonos on a cookie, doesn't mean I'm eating a meal. If I want to eat cake, you know, you have to know, did you have it in mind? Was it in front of you? Right? So the halachas are different. So the mazonos halachas would go in conjunction with shahakal o eitz adama. Did you have it in mind? Is it place that we always stop off at, something that we always do, or so on. But in case not, like we said, then you would need a separate bracha. I just wanted to go through the example and get a little bit more into those halachic details. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha. Kol tov.